In July, we flagged Denver with the strongest single trend on our board, an 11-2 one-score record, one of only 62 seasons in a decade with 11-plus one-score wins, a precedent from which 65% of teams declined the following year by an average of roughly 3 wins. The reigning division champion, we said, was the most precedent-burdened team in football, and its 2026 case rested on Bo Nix's surgically repaired ankle and on new play caller Davis Webb making the offense good enough to stop needing the coin. This week, Sean Payton endorsed the thesis from the podium. Asked about Nix taking the cliched next step, Payton redirected to the math, per Mile High Report's transcription. The best way to get better in those one-score games is find your way not in as many, and I mean that. I don't want to chase that whatever of 13 again. You'd like to not be in as many. Read that twice. The head coach of the 14-win champion is telling reporters that last season's margin profile is a thing to escape, not repeat, which is, almost verbatim, the July episode's argument. When our regression table and the future Hall of Fame coach agree on the diagnosis, the only remaining question is the treatment, and camp is 2 weeks into showing it. The ankle answered first. Nix, 2 surgeries removed from the fracture that ended his season in the divisional round, practiced fully from the very first session, the first complete practice he'd taken since the injury, looking full speed and finishing the day with a string of red zone completions, per ESPN's camp file. Payton: I'm pleased with the shape he's in. Nix: On whether the ankle changes his game? Absolutely not. I'm going to roll, and I'm going to be as athletic as I can be. I also know what it's like to not have that asset and have to stay in the pocket. That last clause is a quarterback who spent January watching an AFC championship game he couldn't play in. The first clause is the July preview's biggest single variable resolving in week one of camp. The treatment plan, Webb's offense, has shown its intended shape. Mile High Report's day one coverage led with an offense that came out firing, multiple deep completions, and the explicit question of whether field stretching is the new identity. NFL.com's roundup drew the same conclusion, noting Nix comfortable and at home with the new play caller. Jalen Waddle was smooth and unguardable early, Marvin Mims and Evan Engram stood out, and J.K. Dobbins spent a press availability promising to lead the league in rushing. An offense that finished last season leaning on its defense and the one-score coin is visibly trying to become one that scores its way out of close games, the only treatment the precedent respects. The honest ledger, because a 14-win camp still has one. Both Waddle and Mims picked up recent injuries, per ESPN's file, with Cortland Sutton also cycling rest days, leaving rookie Pat Bryant as the receiver of the week, stacking plays daily, and drawing Webb's man. Patty Ice has had some really, really good practices. And the defense keeps reminding everyone why the floor is high. The scripted scrimmage that closed a 6-day practice stretch ended with the defense killing both 2-minute drills, per ESPN, even with Certain, McGlinchey, Hufanga, and Dobbins held out. Chris Abrams' drain picked off Nix in another session. Karina Reed housed a would-be fumble return on day one. The champion's defense being ahead of the champion's offense in August is normal. It's also a reminder that if the offense doesn't evolve, the one-score life resumes by default. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. Unusually literally. The precedent can't be practiced away, the ankle question is answered as well as August can answer it, and the strategic response to the trend is now both visible in the install and stated on the record by the man in charge. 10 to 12 wins, a step back that still wins a lot of games, remains the projection, with the note that the organization is, by its own account, coaching against the same precedent we published. What would change it? Waddle's and Mim's timelines. The field stretching identity needs its field stretchers. And the week one Monday night date in Kansas City now looming as the season's first real test of whether the margin profile actually changed. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.